Here's the Marketplace Index for Thursday the 9th. I'm Bob Moon in for David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Today, the Dow tacked on 6 points, closed virtually flat. Wall Street didn't exactly break into a Greek dance today on news that a bailout deal has finally been reached. The S&P 500 did manage to add just shy of 2 points. That's not quite 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composites perked up 11 points. That's a third of 1%. The 10-year Treasury yield moved back up slightly above the 2% mark today. Seems the politicians are still crossing the T's and dotting the I's on the European bailout deal with Greece we just mentioned, so there's no green light just yet from the finance ministers of the 17-nation Eurozone. Still, Douglas Elliott, who's an expert on Greece at the Brookings Institution, thinks this one will finally stick. So why is it the financial markets seem to react with something of a yawn today?
Well, I think the market reactions are actually more straightforward in the sense that, A, they've seen this deal coming for at least a week and more broadly for a couple months, so it was already priced in. And B, this isn't good news. This is the absence of really bad news.
Is there anything that could be done to really turn things around?
With Greece, it's a long, painful process. There are a thousand or tens of thousands of things that have to be done. They're very painful. They're the equivalent of eating spinach. You've got to do all the things you're supposed to do. There's going to be a lot of suffering, and that's kind of the best case.
We say that there are other nations that still have their problems to solve. Is this going to be enough to get the markets back thinking positively?
The markets actually have been thinking quite positively about Europe. I frankly think they've overshot a bit in the positive direction right now. There's still a lot of problems. Portugal has serious problems. Italy and Spain still have quite tough problems to deal with, though they're in better situations than Portugal or Greece. And you could certainly have political problems erupt in any of the countries of Europe that would spread to the others, whether that's a revolt in Germany against the aid that's being provided, or whether that's a revolt against the austerity in the countries like Portugal that are having to go through such tough times.
Douglas Elliott is an expert on Greece at the Brookings Institution. One other thing that kept the market spinning in the right direction today, more positive momentum in the labor market. The government reported new applications for unemployment benefits unexpectedly fell last week. Now it's time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse quickened today on news that some justice is coming to the U.S. foreclosure fiasco, about $25 billion worth. Attorneys general of every state except Oklahoma came to a deal today to right some of the wrongs from improper foreclosure practices. And President Obama voiced hope it'll help heal the market.
This isn't just good for these families. It's good for their neighborhoods. It's good for their communities. And it's good for our economy.
The agreement will see Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo, Citi, and Ally Financial reduce the loan amounts of nearly a million American households. 750,000 more will get $2,000 checks for being improperly foreclosed upon. Skeptics pointed out that more than 14 million homeowners remain in foreclosure, behind on their mortgages, or owe more than their properties are worth. For more on today's deal and to see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, you can go to our website. It's marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon, in for David Brancaccio, with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.